Boys to Men there, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It is time for Coffee Talk now. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Sounds good, even at this hour. Happy August. Only 22 days till it's pumpkin spice season. If rumors are true, Starbucks will be rolling out their PSLs on Tuesday, August 24th. While nothing has been announced yet, people think this will be the day because for the past few years, Starbucks has released the popular drink on the third Tuesday in August. For the first time ever, U.S. Paralympians will be paid as much as U.S. Olympians for the medals they win. In case you were wondering, it's $37,500 for each gold medal, $22,500 for silver, and $15,000 for bronze. The Paralympic Games begin August 24th and end September 5th. Support for a four-day work week isn't going away, as a California congressman has introduced legislation to reduce the standard five-day, 40-hour work week to a four-day, 32-hour work week. In a press release, Representative Mark Takano wrote, in part, "A shorter work week would benefit both employers and employees alike. Pilot programs run by governments and businesses across the globe have shown promising results as productivity climbed and workers reported better work-life balance, less need to take sick days, heightened morale, and lower childcare expenses because they had more time with their family and children." So we'll see how that progresses. If you spend a lot of time sitting, it could be affecting your mental health in addition to your physical health. A recent UK study claims that too much sitting can cause anxiety, depression, and other health issues. Since lockdown and the rise of remote work, many of us spend lots of time sitting, more than 8 hours a day. Researchers suggest getting 60 minutes of exercise each day, but it doesn't have to be at the gym. You can simply take a walk outside or do some gardening. And eating healthier and exercising, but still not seeing results on the scale? It could be your rosé all day. A study found that the average drinker in the U.S. takes in 16% of their overall calories from alcohol, but rarely takes those calories into account as part of their diet. So don't forget to count the Chardonnay and beer next time you are counting those calories. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.